Martin Luther once said that our Lord has written the promise of resurrection not in books alone, but in every leaf in springtime. Images and emblems of God's salvation are scattered all across his creation because the creator of all things has baked redemption into every nook and cranny of this world. We can't escape it even if we tried. One such picture of the Savior's love for his people is seen in the act of adoption. When a family reaches outside of its natural family unit and brings a child into their home to raise as their own. The most obvious analogy is in the change of identity. In adoption, a child is brought from one identity into a new one. And this is the case for Alexis and Adeline. They were once on a broken and destructive path without a true home, but they are now, praise God, grafted into the Jones family. They are now headed on a different path. And this is true of everyone who has been baptized. You were once on the road to destruction, but you are now children of God. Alexis and Adeline are now members of the Jones family. And this is true whether they remember the moment of their adoption or not. It is an objective truth. They are now Jones, and their adoption means that the Jones family will never forsake them or turn them away. They belong to them. And what that means for these two girls is that they will never know a day when they were not a Jones. They will grow up a Jones now. And I can attest to this from the other end of it, because like them, my parents adopted me when I was a baby. And as I look back over my life, and all the times that I disrespected and rebelled against my parents or took them for granted, I can tell you this, that almost 50 years later, there was never a day that I did not know that I was a McLean and that I wasn't unconditionally loved and reconciled to them as their son. Not one time. And this is the promise that God makes to us in baptism. Our Father doesn't dangle his love for us out on a line to get us to obey. He has adopted us, and he calls us his own. He will never leave us or forsake us. And this promise is for you, and it's for your children. It is for these little ones that will be baptized this morning. Their parents are bringing them to the only one who can save them, and that Savior is giving them a new name, his name, in the waters of baptism.